What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast is brought to you by Peak. Let me tell you about Peak, okay? My girl Jackie turned me on to Peak, and it is friggin' to die for. Peak is beauty from within. Their Sun Goddess Matcha is literally, I shit you not, the best matcha ever. It is organic, ceremonial grade, and quadruple toxin screened for purity. And listen, it's an antioxidant powerhouse that helps support your gut health for radiant skin, curb sugar cravings, and rev up your metabolism. This is also a huge bonus. Rich in chlorophyll that supports detoxification of the body, promotes clear skin for a brighter complexion, and consider this an antioxidant facial for your skin. Peak's matcha is shaded for more L-theanine, which helps keep my mood balance, help reduce stress and anxiety. Gives me sustained energy, mental clarity, and zen-like focus without the crashes. I'm telling you, if you're like me and you're trying to wean off coffee, this matcha will change the game. Gives you a little zip in the morning, but chill. You're not losing your mind. You're not sweating through your shirt like you are if you have a double espresso. I love Peak. I'm so glad that they are part of the podcast. Limited time offer right now. Get 5% off and a free Peak sampler pack with 6 of their best-selling flavors when you purchase 2+ cartons with code ABSOLUTELY. So again, you have to use my code ABSOLUTELY and you get 5% off plus a free Peak sampler pack. Go to Peak Life. Let me spell it for you. P-I-Q-U-E-L-I-F-E. Peak. P-I-Q-U-E-L-I-F-E.com/absolutely and use promo code ABSOLUTELY. Got you, babies.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. It's my birthday. It's my motherfucking birthday. Yes. How we doing? Oh, man. Coming to the tail end of Pisces season, it's the Ides of March. E tu, Brute. I don't know if you know this, but today is the day that Brutus looked in Julius Caesar's eyes while he murdered him. Also, the day of your Princess of Peace, Heather McMahon. I'm talking about myself in the third person. I'll tell you what, so much to unwrap, so much to uncover. I work on my birthday. I don't know if you know this. Some of y'all take it off. Some of y'all have a spa day. Mama works. She's in the basement in her silk Show Me Your Moo-Moo pajamas and my UGG slippers. And I'm wearing no bra. Titties are loose and saggy. And I want you to know I'm bringing you the greatest gift I could ever give the universe, which is my creative geniusness on my birthday. So, wow, selfless, check. Humble, double check. Loose titties that look like a toy you'd find at a Montessori school, third check. That's where I'm at. How we doing? I'll tell you what, so much to unwrap, so much to uncover. I just got back from Paris. Went with my dear friend, Jackie Schimmel, another power Jew in the biz. Love her. We had a great time. We did a little girls weekend, got away. She was like, you want to go? I said, let's go. So we had a great time. We should have brought recording equipment to Paris, but we both said we didn't want to work. So we didn't. So I think what's even better is I'm sure she's going to do a full recap this week. Listen to the bitch Bible, listen to my version, and then we can compare and contrast notes. What if she starts her episode and she's just like, I will never travel with Heather again. Fucking whiny bitch. At one point, I was talking about all my physical, like, medical ailments with Jackie. And she goes, Heather, do you ever think that, like, maybe you might be a little bit of a hypochondriac? And I was like, oh, fuck. I forgot that when you tell someone who never gets sick about all your ailments, they think you're cuckoo. And I was like, no, Jackie, I was an old egg. That's all I know how to say. So much to break down. Lots of observations while in Paris. Had a great time. But you know, I'll tell you what, the trip to Paris was not a vacation. And I know I'm going to sound really privileged right now, like, it wasn't a vacation. It was a trip. There's a difference between a vacation and a trip. A vacation, you could be in Fort Lauderdale. Speaking of which, have a big show in Fort Lauderdale coming up. Plenty of tickets. HeatherOnTour.com. Please buy them. Please come Fort Lauderdale. If you're in Miami, I'm never coming to Miami. Hollywood Beach, Melbourne Beach, Cocoa Beach, Jupiter. Buy your tickets. Come to Fort Lauderdale. That show's in 2 weeks. Shameless plug. It's my birthday. The least you could do. But you know, it's different when it's when you're doing things and you're seeing things. When I go on vacation, it's a spa treatment in the morning, probably like a nice deep tissue, which I used to never be a morning spa treatment kind of gal. But it's actually kind of nice to set your intention for the day. That's what she said. That doesn't make sense, but she said it. Get a deep tissue in the morning. Chug cucumber spa water on the beach all day. Have a 4 o'clock Mai Tai. Then go back at 5, get another treatment. Take a 45-minute nap before dinner. Take a nice zippy shower. Slick the hair back. Put on a little Maison Margiela travel size jazz club perfume, 2 spritzes, a lot of bug spray. And I'm sitting at a fabulous Cocoa Bistro in the Turks and Caicos starting my night. So Jackie and I have 2 different senses of style though. She hits the ground running in the morning and then keeps going. She wants to have the cocktail by 5 and then be in bed by 11. Whereas my flow is we're out, we're shopping, we're seeing stuff, hit the museums, come back around 4. Quiet time, 4 to 5, right? Like kick your feet up, take a little nap, freshen up, wash the face, start fresh, and then go down for drinks around 6:30 and then start the evening. And then I can still be in bed by 12:30, but I need an hour reprise. I need an hour to let my swollen travel ankles, you know, I got to prop the legs up on the headboard of the bed and just let them soak for a little bit. Scroll TikTok, do my uploading of the Instagrams because now I'm connected to the Wi-Fis. And then I reboot. This bitch keeps going. But then literally she's like Cinderella. When the clock strikes midnight, it's done. But it was great because we were both kind of combating jet lag. And also too, I have 2 theories about jet lag. I know this is very controversial. Here is my theory. If you land somewhere in Europe, right, you always leave America in the evening. You get there in either the morning or you get there in the afternoon. So I take an 11 p.m. flight out of Atlanta. I land at 1:20 France time, Paris time. And I kept going. But then I needed to sleep. I wanted to go to bed by 9 p.m., which means I then wake up at 4 a.m. What you should really do if you can, you get there, take the latest flight you can out of America, take an 11 p.m. flight, land at like noon in Europe. Your room's going to be ready. You travel, you get to the hotel, have a quick bite of lunch, go to your hotel room, sleep for 4 hours, get up, shower, cold blast that bitch, do the Wim Hof method. You know, take an ice cold shower real quick, slick it back, go to dinner, start drinking, take 2 melatonin. You're still going to go to bed at 1, but then you're going to wake up at a normal time the next day. Because the problem is I pushed through the first day and then by 9 p.m. I was asleep and then every morning I was waking up at 4. And that just fucked me. But, you know, this is where you're at, though. When you're in your 30s, Jackie and I were comparing what sleep aids we took. She's relapsing on the Advil PM, and the Trazodone didn't even work anymore. So I'm going to the hardcore melatonin gummies that put me on another level. We didn't go nightclubbing. It wasn't like 2 drunk women in a discotheque. It was too cold, wet, and rainy to do that. But we went to fabulous restaurants. Gorgeous hotel bars that would just put your tits on fire. Went to a place that seemed very Chateau Marmont called Hotel Costez. Probably not pronouncing it French enough with enough Paris inflection. Hotel Costez. The Rosewood in Paris is one of the most beautiful hotel bars ever. And the staff is incredible. Everyone's pretty cunty at all the other spots. But the Rosewood Paris, I think it's the Hotel Crillon. That's how you pronounce it. Every time we get in a cab, we'd be like, can you take us to the Hotel Clion? And they'd be like, Clion? Yes, that's it. If it sounds like you have a full-blown sinus infection and post-nasal drip when you pronounce it,
That's the spot. Gorgeous, stunning bar. Beautiful cocktails. Amazing staff. Can't say it enough. If you go to Paris anytime soon, go there around like 6 or for an after dinner drink. Stunning, beautiful, gorgeous. Loved it. But when you go on a trip, you do party. We drank a lot. And I don't know why, but my hands feel arthritic. And I'm in the Air France Club on the way back. Okay. And I watched a grown man have 3 fucking full yogurts. Scooped it out. Licking it out. Not a go-gurt. Not a travel go-gurt. A full yogurt. He had 2 vanillas, or I'm going to guess natural, plain flavored, and a chocolate. Had a full plate of cheese and a weird berry compote. And I literally, shit you not, I watched this man wolf down an apple juice. Guys, we got to talk about this. If you're an adult and you're drinking a Minute Maid apple juice, you are for sure, without a doubt, going to murder your entire family one day. I know it's a little bit of a European thing. I sat next to a nice French woman on the way back. She had 3 orange juices on ice. And shout out to the amazing flight attendant, Catherine, who was a fan who came to my show in Atlanta. Shout out, Catherine. I met her in the galley. I said, Catherine, you've been in the biz a long time. Can I ask you a question? What are your thoughts on adults ordering orange juice on a flight? She goes, it's fucking insane. I said, thank you. She said, there is nothing more psychotic than a man drinking an apple juice. Cran apple we get because it's good for the urinary tract, even though it's not real cran. Like if you had a cranberry concentrate, you know that urethra is going to be clear and free of any bacterial growth. Also, 10-hour flight back, got up to pee in the last 20 minutes. Now you're going to say, Heather, was she sleeping the whole time? Wasn't. Watched 8 movies, sad movies. Not a single bridesmaid, like throw it in for an hour just to get a giggle. Sad movies, orange juice on ice. I said, this is it. Where's our Air Marshal John? Because this is the woman who's going to blow us up. You know what I mean? I'm bebopping around. I'm walking a lot. I'm going, seeing places, doing things, doing the most and the least. You know what? I need a great sneaker. That's why I love Kariuma. Kariuma has this amazing Aka low canvas sneaker. Now, I know it seems like I'm speaking a totally different language, but apparently I am now. But what the language I'm really speaking is a language of comfort, okay? The Aka is a perfect transitional sneaker for dressing up or down as spring rolls around. And for a limited time, Absolutely Not listeners can get an exclusive 15% off your pair of Kariuma sneakers. All season sneakers keep you looking fresh with a broken in fit that just feel perfect. And they have amazing neutral and spring colors. I got a nice pink for the spring, but I also got a white and a black pair. I slip them on. I'm running through the airport. I am doing the damn thing. The biggest thing is, how do the shoes feel on your feet? I mean, I've been in search of sneakers and it's been hard for me because I got a wide cheddar block foot. Nothing's ever comfortable enough, but I'm so glad that I found Kariuma sneakers. Love them. And for a limited time, Absolutely Not listeners can get an exclusive 15% off your pair of Kariuma sneakers. Go to Kariuma.com/absolutely to get 15% off. That's Kariuma.com/absolutely for 15% off. Only for a limited time. Listen, if you're like me and you watch softcore porn on a flight and then you come home and you're ready to get dick down, I'll tell you what, I got you, baby. Something to even take it to another level is called Foria. F-O-R-I-A. What is Foria? Who is Foria? Foria is using all natural and plant-based ingredients to intensify sexual pleasure and relieve discomfort. Foria makes products that will transform your sexual pleasure, especially if you have a vagina or somebody you love that has a vagina. Listen, they've got this awesome stuff. It's called arousal oil. What is it? What is it? Okay. You can awaken. All right. Their awaken arousal oil is like a juicy warm-up that helps you really get turned on, increase your pleasure, and deepen your orgasms with a partner solo. Listen, no judgment. You do you. Okay. Sex health is the best health. And if you use it together, the Awaken Arousal Oil and the Sex Oil are a perfect combo for peak pleasure, baby. Foria has a serious cult following with thousands of people who have had their sex lives transform through using their products, okay? There's a real testimonial. I'm going to read it to you. It's wild, okay? My wife and I use a sex oil in Awaken, and when she gets on top, it's so insane. We see colors. Do you know what I'm about? seeing the freaking rainbow. Fortia is offering a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order by visiting www.foriawellness.com/absolutely or use code absolutely at checkout. That's foriawellness.com/absolutely for 20% off your first order. I recommend trying their Awaken Arousal Oil and the Sex Oil. You will thank me later. You're welcome. I always got your back. Again, go to foriawellness.com/absolutely for 20% off your first order. Shit slaps different in Europe. I've talked about it. Why do I glow so much in Italy? Because I can eat the fucking pasta. And when you eat it, you don't leave a meal going, oh my God, I'm so full. Not a single meal did I walk away going, I'm so full, I'm uncomfortable. I have half a cup of rigatoni in the States and I don't know if I'm going to shit for a week. Things are pure. But I watch this man in this Air France lounge just wolf down the yogurt. And you know, I love a good Delta Sky Club spread, okay? Air France, Sky Team Alliance, stay loyal. KLM's also part of the Sky Team Alliance. So is South Korean Air. One of the most fantastic air experiences I've ever had is on South Korean Air. Anyways, so I'm sitting there. I'm like going up to the spread. Like, what are they going to have? Listen, it's Europe. I get it. They're going to have some cheese, a nice charcuterie. You know, they'll have some weird pickled vegetables, but they literally had brujol, okay, which is a cured beef salami to die for, brujol, 65 different cheeses, a million different bread assortments, and yogurt, and then eclairs. That was it. Oh, and they did have a pickled berry compote and some weird beets. That was it. Everybody in that lounge was had a plate full of cheese, six yogurts, and eclair, and was drinking apple juice. And I literally, you know that gif where that guy goes, what are those? That little kid who looks at sandals is like, oh, are those your sandals? What are those? If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you were never into Vine on the early days. I literally, like to myself, started cracking up, pointing at all these people in my mind with my eyes going, what are those? Damn, Daniel.
I don't know why that's funny. I'm sorry.
Like, they're just panning around in slow motion. Like, this is a movie directed by Baz Luhrmann. Just like, what? Like, it was a Matrix moment. I'm in a trench coat with the tiny, thin Balenciaga glasses, just slowly panning across the Air France lounge, looking at all these grown men. Thinking, if I were to have two yogurts and an apple juice, I would be in a full-blown diabetic coma. My leg would have already fallen off. By the time I got to the gate for pre-boarding, I would be able to pre-board because I'd have no leg. Do you know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to pre-board any military or anyone with, lost a leg to the yogurt consumption and apple juice consumption from the Air France Club. And it would be me. They'd be like, you're still bleeding, ma'am. I go, yeah, because the leg just fucking fell off. Because this guy sitting next to me in the Air France Club said, have you tried apple juice and yogurt and an eclair? And I said, oh, I can handle it. I'm already insulin resistant. And then I put one of those bad boys down the throat, leg off, bleeding, blood everywhere. And they're like, oh, she's American. It happens all the time. They come to France. They have a little cheese, too many carbs. They lose a leg. We're going to be pre-boarding for any diabetics from America. Did you go hard in the paint in the Air France Club and have 16 apple juices because you just felt like you wanted to feel alive? Guess what? You can't handle that because we're built different. Come on now. We'll give you a tourniquet and wrap your leg before we see you in main cabin. I'm laughing. I'm crying. I'm living. I had a great time. Went into the Zara. Now listen, ladies, if you ever listen to me right now, raw and real. Okay. I bought a bag. I bought a nice Fendi bag. I went into Dior. I went into Chanel. It's too expensive. Okay. I'm going to tell you this right now. Chanel, Dior, if you ever want to gift me anything, I'd love it. But I'm still, you know, I'm new money. I'm still not spending $10,000 on a bag. That's insane. I could buy 16 Pradas. I bought a nice Fendi bag. I tend to lean into the Italian luxury goods. That's where I really come alive. I feel like I walk into a Fendi, a Prada, a Bottega Veneta, and they go, we accept her. But why? All Italians say, but why? Allora, but why?
And so I just get it. The French sentiment in Dior, too stuffy. Now, I'm going to humble brag. Obviously, I am friends with one of the faces of Dior, Jennifer Lawrence. She's been on the podcast before. And I thought about going, Jackie and I were like, should we tell the people in Dior? We know one of their spokespeople. Maybe we'll get a discount. They did not pick up what we were putting out. And I was like, I'll FaceTime her right now. I don't care. And they were like, no, ma'am, you need to leave. You smell like new money. It's time to go. Dior and Chanel is like, you know what I mean? It is old. It's French. It's Parisian. You've got a chateau in Normandy. You got a house in the second district or the Saint Germain district. Like, you're old money. We show up. I got a Jew from the Valley. I'm a Gentile from the Atlanta suburbs. And they said, you're trying to name drop. We don't care. Bye-bye. So we stayed in our lane. And Jackie and I think, are good shopping companions. You know what I mean? Listen, I set a very distinct budget, very clear budget. I said, I'm going to buy myself a birthday gift. If you're going to buy designer, don't buy it in the United States. Anybody who goes on Fifth Avenue in New York, unless it's a fucking sale at Bergdorf's, which I'm pretty sure shut down during the recession, don't spend your money on that shit. Go to Europe. Even you get the best fucking deals in the airport, okay? And then you don't even have to worry about getting your vax tax stamped. But if you're going abroad, buy yourself one bag. I had a budget. I said, da da da. I put my coins to the side. I literally showed up with like cash in an envelope that said, this is it. And I bought myself a Fendi, and it's great. It's nice. Like, Jackie. It's also fun shopping with her because it's like dressing a doll, right? She's petite, cute, stunning, has the bone structure of a baby bird, which she hates birds. It was very traumatizing. I'm sorry, Jackie, that I said that. But like, it's like a little doll, okay? Cuter than a button. So we're in this fancy department store, and I'm like, buy it, get it. The scarf fits it. Like, I couldn't even get the Parisian scarves to fit around my thick neck. Also, we're in this gorgeous, gorgeous department store, and I wanted to get these really amazing boots. And I'm like, what's the largest size? They only carry up to a 9 women's. 10 is not even big. Okay. I need an 11. So they basically told me to fuck myself. But we were good shopping companions because we wanted to really live on the edge because we needed that automatic materialistic high. And we knew we were going to buy shit we would never wear. I looked at her and I go, not worth it. Not in the budget. And she's like, you're right. And then I'd be like, should I get this 6,000 euro feather jacket at a vintage shop? And she goes, first she said it was a write-off, and then she said, absolutely not. like we had a couple glasses of wine. I was like, let's fucking do it. And then she was like, we're new money. No, we're not doing this. So we were really good ebb and flow, yin to the yang, making smart choices. And I'm not going to put her on blast of the things she bought. That's her journey to tell. But I waited till like the last day, and then I got my nice, sensible Fendi work tote, as I like to call it. You know, sensible, black, tortoiseshell, little handle. Felt really like it was a solid, yet classy, yet also on the fucking nose of Italian fashion trend bag that I will get a lot of use for. I don't know why I'm telling you guys the things I bought, but it's just to convince myself it was okay to spend a little money on myself. Because I realize I spend plenty of money on myself when it comes to food. I don't think twice about spending $1,200 on a fucking tasting menu. You know what I need to do? Not spend money on food and buy clothes that maybe could fit. So we went to Zara. Zara's in Europe are always fucking better. Okay, you go to a Zara in Barcelona, your head will fucking explode. Everything's cool. But now granted, even though they did have a full range of sizes, the sizes are still smaller over there. So I'm buying like blazers. I love a Zara blazer. I get a double XL. It's still only like a 12. I fit my thick fucking neck. I'm like Chris Farley from SNL, fat guy in a little coat. Okay. Like down by the river. That's me. And if you don't know that reference, then you don't know comedy. I am the female Chris Farley. Okay. People tell me that all the time. In fact, a lot of the men who come to my show will leave the show and say, wow, she reminds me a lot of Chris Farley. And then I say, somebody order a pizza because I need to eat my feelings. So I black out in Zara. Finally, Jackie's gone to all the designer shops. I go, can I have my cheap bitch high-low moment? We go into Zara. I'm grabbing blazers. This bitch is so cute and doll-like. Of course, the only blazer I really wanted, they had a fucking extra small for Jackie. My ass is like, I'm just going to get an extra large. Surely it'll fit. I grab all these pants. We get back to the hotel. Can't even zip. Not even getting over the thigh. And I have slender legs.
So then I spent my morning yesterday fighting with the man in broken French about my return. Because everyone said, don't bring it back to the stage. You can't return it. So I'm in a full downpour sweat by the time I get to the airport because I was huffing it to a Zara across town to return my 250 euros worth of white pants. When is the last time you saw this fucking bitch in white pants? I don't even want to wear white to be bridal. I'm not a white pants kind of gal. Okay? That's not my move. That's not how I do things. I don't know why. I just felt alive with the spirit of Paris. So I bought a bunch of white pants and then returned them all. Also, side note, there was a man sitting like across the way from me on the flight back. He had hot shorts on. I want you to imagine kind of like a basketball short, but short. Okay. His asshole was out the entire flight. The shorts were too small. It wasn't even like a European look. It was like a 1980s jazzercise look. And literally the other flight attendants and I, every time he would get up, and he was one of those people who constantly need to get something in the overhead bin. It's like, dude, get in your pod and sit the fuck down. Asshole was out the whole time, the whole fucking time. Just every time, ass crack, but down to the hole. It wasn't like a little butt cleavage. It was full hole. And I said, this is inappropriate. No, absolutely not. Show up with your hole covered. You know, plenty of Americans go abroad and then they try and pull off a chic European look and then try and bring it back. This was not European. This was like you ran out of the house because you were on a cocaine bender, wore your little sister's shorts and decided to get on a flight. Inappropriate. Listen, if you're like me and you need to see every medical professional under the sun because you're getting your life together, dude, use ZocDoc. I've been using ZocDoc since the app came out in like 2010. I love ZocDoc. I'm so glad they're a part of the podcast. Here's the deal. It is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. I made the mistake of having a lot of people refer me to doctors and they wouldn't take my insurance. And then I would leave and they're like, oh, I'm so glad Cindy sent you. And then I would still get a bill for like $2,200. And I'm like, this is insane. I'm staying in network. Okay. The cool thing about ZocDoc is you literally go on the app. All right. And so you're like, all right, I need to see a dermatologist. Get this mole looked at. You type in what kind of doctor you want to see. Then you can plug in your insurance and you can literally book appointments with the doctors straight from the app. They're like, Dr. Brown has an appointment for a skin screening at 2 p.m. tomorrow. You're in network. Your copay will be $20. Like it's all transparent, done for you. You don't have to call the doctor's office and sit on hold and listen to some smooth jazz music for 6.5 hours while you get a cranky receptionist tell you that the only appointment they have is next July. Well, that's not good enough. I need you to look at my mole now. ZocDoc is incredible. Go to ZocDoc, you choose a time slot and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit. And just like that, you are booked. It is all set. Here's the deal. Go to ZocDoc.com/absolutely and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. I've never had a problem with getting an appointment within like the next day. That's ZocDoc.com/absolutely. Again, that's ZocDoc.com/absolutely. I've encouraged all my boss babes out there to start their businesses. But you know what? I sell merch. You can get my merch at heatherontour.com. But I have merch. I've got a merch business. You know what's cool? Using ShipStation. Now, I'm going to break this down for you. Okay. Save time by funneling all your orders into one simple interface, no matter what you're selling. You can manage every order, right? Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or your own website from anywhere, even on your phone. No more headaches from dealing with returns and return tracking. ShipStation makes it easy. Online shopping isn't slowing down anytime soon. And is your business ready to keep up with the pace? With ShipStation, you'll never worry about shipping again. Make the switch to a solution that handles all of your shipping needs quickly, affordably, and painlessly. ShipStation is already trusted by over 100,000 e-commerce sellers. Keep track of your orders from any sales. Easily find all the best shipping carrier and deeply discounted rates. Automate just about any shipping task with just a few clicks. I think ShipStation is an absolute no-brainer. You can ship more in less time with ShipStation. Use my offer code absolutely and get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in absolutely. ShipStation, make ship happen. We got you. Again, all you got to do is go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in absolutely. ShipStation, make ship happen. I will tell you, you can double down on the dairy. In Europe, a lot of people reach out to me, Heather, I'm lactose free. I can't handle the dairies. What do you do? Well, the dairy in France is not pasteurized. It's like fermented as fuck. Talk about a probiotic. You have a good natural, it has no sugar in it. Like it may have some natural fruit. They don't fill their shit with poisonous white sugar like we do in the States. The irony of Yoplait running the Susan G. Komen Foundation is a little ironic. This is not a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. You know what you should give to a bunch of people who have cancer? I know. Yoplait double strawberry yogurt that's got first ingredient, aspartame and cane sugar. It's a no, dog. I didn't even mean to make that a thing. I'm just saying. Like, the dairy tastes significantly different. And because a lot of it's not pasteurized, like, you're getting, like, the stinkier the fucking cheese, the better it is for your gut. It's essentially like eating sauerkraut. Like the Koreans, excuse me, not just Koreans, Asians in general have a lot of fermented delicious food. I mean, a lot of Korean food is fermented. You got the kimchi, you got a bunch of different pickled vegetables. I fuck with Korean food. I love pickled vegetables. You take a little bit of like a kimchi, like a sauerkraut kimchi, some pickled carrots. The French love a pickled radish with the cornichon and some brie. You put that in your body, your fucking intestines are singing, not diarrhea. It's like the perfect homeostasis, euphoric, utopian society in your lower intestine. Everybody else has it right except us. We know that. But I literally watched grown men drink orange juice and apple juice and eat yogurts and cheese before they got on a 10-hour flight back to the States. And I said, if I literally let that apple juice hit my lips, my skin will become inflamed, my eyebrows will fall off, and my leg, by the time I get to the gate, I can pre-board for health conditions, for being literally handicapped. More power to them. I could never. Had a great time, but shout out to Catherine and the entire staff at Delta Airlines and Air France. Phenomenal people. Just really knocked it out of the park. Delta loyal forever. Delta. Hey, can I just do a quick shout out? This is a very embarrassing plea. Delta, I need to fly to my wedding in June in Italy. I have 8 global certificate upgrades. If you don't know what that means, it means I fly so much and I'm so Delta loyal that when you're Diamond, you get to choose whether or not you get to upgrade yourself to first class with these certificates. I have 8 of them to use. Not a single fucking flight I can take to fly my entire family to my wedding in Italy, first class, are available. They're not eligible for the certificate. Please, I cry. I beg of you. Somebody at Delta Airlines, I am so fucking loyal. I love you so much. Your premier airline, Star Alliance. Please, can you let me use these global upgrade certificates? I cannot afford $8,000 per family member to fly in a pod. And I'm sorry, the amount of money that I'm spending on this fucking wedding, I'm flying in a pod. Please, make an exception or just let me do a commercial for you. I'll take my top off in a pod. I will work as a flight attendant for half of the flight. Please, the flights right now are muy expensive. Please, I am new money. Please. Please. Okay, that's enough. The privilege, I understand, reeks from this episode, but I don't care because I'm live, laugh, love, and it's my birthday. Let me go buy myself a bag and do a fun trip with my friend who's a fucking riot. And guys, I'm telling you this right now. If you can go see it, see it. Also, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, I bought a premium select seat. So like a Delta Comfort seat, but because I have a global upgrade certificate, I was able to fly in the pods. That's the way to do it. If you can, once you get in on those loyalty programs, like especially with Delta, they treat you right. So if you want to go to Europe with your hubs, your partner, your best friend, your mom, your cat, I don't give a fuck, breastfeed her in the damn pod. Somebody else on a flight did that. Bring mittens along, put her on a teat, and enjoy yourself on your way to Santiago, Chile. But if you have status on some of these airlines and you go in to book your trip, it says global upgrade certificate avail. And then you're like, fuck yeah, I can buy a regular, a lower grade ticket. And then I'm riding first, eat the caviar, drinking the Jouer. So I don't have to watch a grown woman wolf down 6 orange juices and then
very much so be concerned. I couldn't even take a nap because I was so worried that this woman's urethra was going to explode. I said, she's either going to go into a full seizure because of the sugar, or she just hasn't peed. I didn't know if she had, like, you know, a catheter, and I didn't know, but I was itching trying to watch Crazy Stupid Love starring Steve Carell, Emma Stone, and Ryan Gosling. And so I'm texting my friends in LA going, can anybody get a message to Emma Stone? Can anybody just ask her, was it great making out with Ryan Gosling in that movie? He is... I'll tell you this right now. Nobody wants to hear this, but I did watch that movie on the plane and I came home and I had some wild sex. Wild. If my sister and my mother listen to this, sorry, Charlie. Oh, so, okay, this is so funny. Okay, so I come home last night and I'm like, let's get it. I'd watched all these like horny movies on the plane. I already made it weird. So while everybody else is thinking like, wow, she's judging us for our butthole hanging out and this woman drinking orange juice. Meanwhile, I'm watching like softcore porn on the flight. Okay, just living my life. So I get home and we tear it up. I say, Jeff, tear it up. I take a shower. I do a quick blowout. So I'm in this like sexy red teddy. Don't even fucking ask. Don't even ask. You don't even want the picture. You're just going to think this is funny. Jeff, after we have sex, he tapes his mouth. He puts in his ear things. He covers his eyes with a silk sleep thing. My best friend, Anne Marie, shout out to Annie, love of my life. I adore her. She is truly one of the most kind, sensitive, loving, funny friends. We have been through every stage of life together, divorce, death, children, illnesses, like everything you can imagine you can ever experience in a life, Annie and I have done together. Okay, she's the Miranda to my Samantha. And long story short, Annie comes over with Hen Mother Cookhouse breakfast to surprise me for my birthday. It's 9 a.m. I'm jet lagged. I'm down. I got dicked down so hard last night, my eyes popped out. I had to put them back in like contacts. So I get woken up this morning at 9 a.m. on the dot. Anne Marie is a fair-skinned, almost translucent, beautiful woman, okay? Icy blue eyes, dark hair. The only person who I've ever had come in my room to wake me up is either my husband or a redheaded nut job. If my mom's in my room and wakes me up, I get it. Annie is over me. I screamed, what the fuck? Because I couldn't make out who it was. I just need you guys to know, I've told you this before, I don't handle surprises well. Jeff takes off his eye mask. He's screaming. He's got a weapon. I'm very glad that this didn't go a scary way. And Annie's like, happy birthday. Your mom told me to come wake you up. I was like, never, ever do that. I got a titty out. I mean, Annie's seen him. It's fine. I got a titty out. The room smells like sweat and regret. You know what I mean? It's 9 a.m. I wanted to sleep till noon. Sweet love of my life, Annie brings me Hen Mother. I said, Annie, don't ever do that. Rigatoni comes out from under the covers, freaking the fuck out. Now, Annie's been up since 5 because she's got 2 kids. And I'm like, bitch. Aunt Chi-Chi was trying to vibe. But she almost gave me a heart attack. I said, Anne-Marie, never, ever again wake me up. If I wake up and I see red, I know it's my mother. Or if I see a beard, I know it's my husband. The sweater and the skin were too monochromatic. I thought, this is it. I literally, for a split second, thought it was an angel. And I had been in a bad car accident, or maybe I never made it back from the flight. And I was like, this is it. You've woken up from a coma. Or maybe, you know, it's like, because I went into the diabetic coma in the Air France lounge. And then I awoken and it was like the angels were singing to me. You thought you could handle all of this dairy, conflict-free gluten. Now I'm back to eating the conflict gluten. And if you don't know, you know, okay? Over in Europe, they don't put all the shit that they put it in here. But anyways, my life flashed before my eyes. I said, Annie, I aged to 40. It's my 35th birthday. I aged to 40. You scared the shit out of me. I've never heard Jeff yelp like that either. And he's like, happy birthday. I brought you breakfast. Hen Mother, your favorite. Gotta go. Rigatoni was like, what? It was a drive-by fruiting. It was. But that's how thoughtful and kind my friends are. I almost killed her though. I legit was like, thought that I was going to be her. And then the next face I was going to see was my father being like, come over to the light. You were trying to cross the street You didn't look both ways when you were leaving the Fendi store in Paris because you're a new money bitch and you got such a high from a materialistic purchase that you got sideswiped by a man on a scooter named Mauricio. That's not a French name. Andre, kind of still not a French name. You know what I mean? I just figured that was it and this was all a dream. But no, it's just my friend waking me up. Sweet, tender, kind. You know what I mean? It's very tender. What else am I doing? I'm going to go get some Botox. I think I'm going to treat myself to a little laser hair removal. You know what I mean? Those are the things. When you're 35, again, I said at the beginning there, you got to be proactive instead of reactive. Tits are low. Might get a consultation on an uplift. And I know everyone will say, wait till you have children. Well, I don't know what's going to go with that. Can I get them lifted now? God, I feel bad. I'm over here trying to get dick down and I'm slapping Jeff in the face. Like I got a wind chime hanging from my neck. Like a dream catcher. I got a fucking 2 dream catchers tied to the nape of my neck, just hitting them. And not in the like, this is fun. In the, those are very thin at the end. That's the way I feel. Anyways, it's a lot of self-loathing. But also, just had to giggle about my trip. And go see it. Again, I've told you this. We don't know what's going to be going on with the state of the world. Go do the things that you can while you can. Can't live in fear. We have to be smart, proactive, and keep moving forward. That's all I can say. You know, E2 Brute, here we are. The Ides of fucking March. The Ides of March. You know, I'm on the road. I don't have time to go shopping. I don't have the bandwidth. Nothing ever fits. I just want to be able to go click, have somebody pick the things for me, ship it to my house, and then I've got a new spring wardrobe. Here is the deal. I love Nuuly, N-U-U-L-Y. Why do I love them? I'll tell you why. Basically, every subscription includes your choice of any 6 styles you want to rent each month. You choose whatever you want for whatever you have going on, and it's totally up to you. Literally, they send it to you, you rent it, you wear it to the occasion, you can ship it back. You have access to thousands of styles from more than 300 brands, everything from party dresses to premium denim and one-of-a-kind vintage pieces. Nuuly stock styles in a range of sizes from petite to plus size up to 5X, and they have maternity. Do you know how nice it is when you're a bigger gal to be able to go and actually find things in your size, something fabulous that you want to wear to a wedding or an event or something. And then you just have options. Plus they have amazing labels like For Love of Lemons, Love Shack Fancy, Free People, Anthropology, and more. They have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. So no laundry for you to ever worry about. Okay, there's nothing worse. You wear something, you're like, oh God, now I got to get this clean. That's going to take 6 days to go to the dry cleaners. No. Fast, free shipping and returns, and they professionally clean it themselves. And the option to buy what you love at a discount, sometimes up to 75% off, okay? So imagine that. You love it, you ordered it, you wore it to the wedding. I want to wear this again. I'm going to buy it directly from them. Nuuly is great, and it's a great value at $88 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up for the code with absolutely 20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter promo code absolutely 20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly, NUULY.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code absolutely 20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. You know, for my birthday, all I want is for you to buy tickets. Heather on tour.com. I got a show this weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Then I got a show in Omaha, Nebraska. The next week, we're going to Fort Lauderdale. Then I'm coming to Vancouver. We got Phoenix, Salt Lake City. Where else are we going? 2 shows in Tampa. We got some other places. We're still banging them out, baby. Toronto. I think Toronto sold out. Toronto. And then we're about to announce a huge show in Atlanta. It's going to be fucking insane. You see this why you can. Don't be a lazy bitch. Come to the show. You're going to have the time of your life. Oh, Chicago, the Chicago Theater. I've never been so excited. I think we're almost completely sold out. But still, the Chicago show is going to be so insane. The Chicago Theater, I've never played that big of a venue. The show in Atlanta is going to be bigger. So I'm obviously fucking ecstatic. But the show in Chicago is, the Chicago Theater is insane, iconic, historic, huge. And my heart is so full to come to Chicago. You have no idea. And then after Chicago, I play Milwaukee. Get your tickets, guys. It's going to be fucking epic. I have now even another hour of material, which I should save for the fall. But I'm just letting you know, the shows are fire. It's going to be a fucking blast. And if you're on the West Coast, get the tickets to Vancouver. Portland and Seattle, I'm not coming back right now until all new material in the fall. So if you didn't get to see me on the last go, come abroad. It's going to be a blast. We're going to party in Vancouver. Anyways, I'm already at like almost 40 minutes. I'm not even going to do voicemails. There's no fucking point because I'm hysterical today. I'm live, laugh, motherfucking loving. You know what I'm saying? Oh, also, Jackie and I both realized on this trip that we are equally as dumb about certain things. I looked at her and I said, what do you call somebody who's native from Belgium? She said, a Belgian? And I was like, yep, that's it. That's what I asked. And then we were walking by a city IKEA and we were, you know, walking by the display, the window display. And she said, and I quote, wow, IKEA has clothes now. Wow, that's neat. And I said, you dumb fucking bitch from the valley. No, Jackie, that's four monochromatic sweaters that are hanging in the closet system that they're trying to promote. That you can build your own closet at IKEA. It's not IKEA branded sweatshirts. Never laughed so hard in my life. And I was like, you are dumb, bitch. You are stupid. And then an hour later, I asked her, what do you call people who are native to Belgium? And she goes, a Belgian. And we were both like, it's time for more dairy. We had moulet frites. And here's the thing. When you're there, you got to get the Dijon mustard. It does not slap the same. I doubled down and got so much at the duty free of the, you know, organic fancy Dijon mustard and truffles. I'll tell you right now. And I've always told you, I love ketchup. I'm not opposed to ketchup. But I really, on my fries, I take mayonnaise and hot fire Dijon mustard, mix it up. Chef's kiss, fucking great. Everywhere you go, they give you Dijon mustard for anything. You could be having a slice of salmon, Dijon mustard. That shit has such a back kick. Your eyebrows will go from the front of your forehead down to your labia. It is wild. Everyone smokes. Everyone's got a palazzo pan on. Just cool. French are cool. And of course, we're like new money bitches who came on the tail end of Fashion Week. Everyone's like, are you going for Fashion Week? Do you think Jackie and I got invited to a single fucking fashion show? We showed up the day after everyone left because the hotel prices were cut in half. You know what I mean? No, we were not invited. Maybe H&M could throw me a fucking bone. Like the least you could do. I'd love to be sitting courtside for Chanel, but if you think that I'm going to go in there and buy one of those bags right now, I'm literally at the front desk at Fendi counting out. Okay, that's 200. 100, 200. Okay, there's 400. Like literally my last dollar. And I'm semi-successful now, but I'm still an outlet bitch. We should have hit the outlets. We didn't have time and it was too cold, wet, and rainy. But I really want to tell you, if you're in Europe and you're at the airport, you actually get a great deal at the airport. It all equals out. Like, I think you actually get a better deal at the airport. So if you see something that you like, they are going to have a more limited selection, but go through, have two glasses of champagne at the caviar bar, buy 10 bags, and then fucking wait till your leg falls off before you get on the flight. You know, I don't want anybody who's diabetic who listens to my podcast to think that I'm being insensitive. My insulin's high. I have had to be on medication that I'll talk about later. I'm not diabetic, but my insulin got real bad last year because of some other situation. We'll get into that another time. Not ready to have that conversation yet. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. 35 and alive. That's where I'm at. Hold on. Who's texting me? Everybody. Oh, God. And I cleaned out my text messages yesterday. I did. I cleaned them out. Do I move over to my burner phone? I think I can't move over to my burner phone till after this Atlanta show because I know how many people in Atlanta are going to be, can I get tickets? Can I go here? You know, and after the wedding, that's the thing. Everyone's like, get rid of your phone number. And y'all, it's not because I'm popular. They just want things so that then they can tell their friends, I know Heather. They don't actually, they don't invite me to their birthday, but they want to come to mine to put it on Instagram. Do you know what I'm saying? But I think I can't get rid of my phone number until after the wedding. And then I'm cutting it clean. I'm cutting it clean. New number, new me. But right now I'm holding on to that number, which gets
6,000 prank phone calls a day. 6,000. And you know I love a crank call. Are you kidding me? Crank Yankers on Comedy Central was one of my favorite shows. You want to prank me? You want to do a prank phone call? Call me up. Say hi. Hi, this is one of the associates from the Air France Lounge. We found your leg. And I'm like, I didn't even touch the eclair. We knew you were thinking about it. Guys, when you go to Europe, though, eat the conflict-free bread. Okay? No bullshit. No rules. Just rights. Eat it. Eat the potatoes. Eat all of it. Fucking enjoy your life. Live, laugh, motherfucking love. Because then you come back to America, you so much as drive by a Wendy's and you can feel your throat close from the bullshit. And you know, I'm trying to sit here after having a magical, you know, laugh-filled, fun trip with my dear friend. And I'm trying to think, you know, 35 years on this earth, what advice do I have? A, be kind to yourself. B, if you live with your parents, you can save money. C, don't give a fuck. Don't give a flying fuck what anybody else thinks. You know what I mean? If you're a good person, if you're a bad person, you should 100% be concerned what people think of you. You know what I mean? If you're going to like a rally against, you know, LGBTs, you're a fucking horrible person. Then you should 100% be concerned what people think about you because you're a horrible fucker. But if you're a good person, you shouldn't care. If you're like cool and breezy, you know, you're living a good life. Don't care. Don't care. Everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's got an opinion. If I took into consideration the amount of times that people accidentally DM'd me instead of DMing something cunty about me to their friend Lisa, and then like, oh my God, Heather, I'm so sorry. I've seen the gossip blogs. You guys make up shit. I don't care. I'm still, you know, in the words of Faith Hill, because a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just because everybody knows a name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. My favorite song. Hey, Faith Hill, please, I need you to know something. Mississippi Girl is probably my top three songs of all time. I went to school in Mississippi. I'm actually a Georgia girl. But Faith Hill, I want you to know, I think you're fabulous. I think your whole family's fabulous. I'd really love to like grab a lunch in Nashville. I'll take you to the Restoration Hardware by the Green Hills Mall, if that's what you want to do. We could go just chit chat. You know what I mean? Sing a couple songs together. That's what I'd really like for my birthday. Faith Hill. Somebody could get me a cameo from Faith Hill. I would literally lose my mind. Okay, these are the things that I want. I'd like a lunch with Faith Hill. I would like Delta to let me fly first class to my wedding. And I'd like for everybody to quit giving a fuck what anybody thinks. Because guess what? When you get to the end of your life and your life flashes before your eyes, the only person who's going to judge you is the Lord. Okay? And then probably everybody else in heaven. I have a feeling that everybody else stands around and they go, oh, geez. You know, it may be a little bit more competitive to get in than we think. Even though you think you're a good person and you know, you've been saved in the blood, it may be a lot more difficult than you think. We may get there and they may be like, sheesh, what are those? What are those bad decisions you made? Damn, Daniel, I like turtles. Absolutely, positively not. I just took 16 different video clips that became viral on like E-bombs world and just said them all together. Damn, Daniel, what are those? Do you remember the Absolutely Kin? No, apparently. Apparently, I have never been to a carnival before. Apparently. If you don't know that, just Google apparently kid and you'll laugh your fucking ass off. And if you don't think that that's going to be my kid one day, apparently I'm allergic to stateside conflict gluten. Apparently Frenchmen drink apple juice and eat yogurt. Apparently. Why does anybody listen to this podcast? I'm so fucking sorry. I'm laughing to myself, but that's where I'm at. Okay. I don't know what's going on in the world, but I do know that as I've had another rotation around the sun, I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I really do mean it. When you come out to the shows, when you let me live my truth and giggle and we're all in this together, I want you to know when you call into the voicemails, 800-213-7503, everything about each and every one of you fills my heart with joy.
And I'm so grateful for you. And thank you for letting me do this. And thank you for giggling with me. And thanks for coming along to the ride. And thank you to my wonderful friend, Jackie, for such an amazing, fabulous girls trip. And I'll tell you what, if you need to get away from your partner, your spouse, your, you know, whomever, your family for a bit, I don't even care if you're just going down to Boca. Go down, find another power female, power gay, and go down there and just have a couple days to yourself to drink martinis and giggle and shop and just say, I had to get away from the boys and just have a laugh. Do something cultural. If you're like, Heather, I can't afford to travel, go down to a museum or see a play in your local town and just feel artsy fartsy for a bit. And then go to, you know, the cheese section in your grocery store and eat two blocks and have a little bit of bread. And then you actually will get very ill because we can't handle that in America. So I gotta get on my G-free so that these arthritic fingers can lower inflammation. But I want you to know I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Again, go to heatherontour.com, The Atlanta Show. I know this seems like such a, when you hear what we're doing for Atlanta, you're going to go, this is fucking insane. And Heather has climaxed. She will never peak this high ever again. It's going to be insane. So, but get your other tickets at heatherontour.com. I cannot wait to see you. Canada, I'm coming. Florida, I'm coming. I've never been to Omaha. I've never been to Tulsa. It's going to be fucking amazing. Salt Lake City, Phoenix. Let's fucking go, doggy. I love you. And I will see you back on the road. Take care of yourself. Be kind to one another. Ooh, I did not want to say be kind to one another. That's what Ellen says at the end of her show. Oh, fuck. I am so sorry. No, be a total fucking cunt. I don't care, but be kind to yourself. That's what I like to say. Love you, mean it. Ciao, Bella. Arrivederci. I'll see you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.